Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. That's Hamigadef, one who curses Hashem. Eino chayev ad sheyafarish es Hashem. It's only chayev until he explicitly says God's name. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, b'chol yom donan es ha'edim mikinui. Every day then in a court case, when trying to figure out what happened, and they're questioning the witnesses, they judge those witnesses with a nickname. Meaning to say, being that we don't want to use Hashem's name at all unnecessarily, so the Edim have to say, you know, what they heard. They don't say it explicitly, they say a nickname. And the nickname is Yake Yosi Es Yosi. Later that means Yose will hit Yosi. The Rav's going to explain why they would say that. Nigmar Adin, but once the verdict is being passed, Lo Hogin Mikinui. Can't kill the defendant based on the fact that the Edim said they heard this other name. The Edim have to say what they heard and what this person said. What they do is they remove everybody to the outside. And they ask the bigger of the Edim, and they say to him, and more, say, say what you heard explicitly. And he says it. He says God's name. The judges stand up. The Karin v'lomachim, they rip their clothing in a way that they can't sew it. Sheni Omer, the second one says, Afani Kamo. The second one doesn't have to repeat God's name, it just says, I also heard it that way. Shlishi Omer, and the third one says, Afani Kamo. So too, I heard it that way. So let's hear what the Rav elaborates. The Rav says, Ashi Farish Hashem. Can't Mechayev and Megadev until Megadev says the name explicitly. Vivarich Hashem b'shem. Right? The person Mechayev for Birkat Hashem has to be that he used God's name. Shenemar v'nokev shem Hashem v'noklo shem. Pesukim, the way the Rav is saying it was a little repetitive because we run into an issue that we're saying Hashem, referring to Hashem, and we say, you say b'shem with his name, the same word. So this verse is saying that v'nokev shem Hashem, the one who takes the shem Hashem, v'noklo shem, is by citing his name. Sheyinkov Hashem b'shem, that they should cite Hashem with his name. Okay, that's so you can, you know, make it relatively clear. You have to say Hashem's name. You're not chayav for cursing Hashem, actually, unless you say the name. If you were to say, you know, Hashem, you know, you're bad or whatever it is, without saying Hashem's name, then there wouldn't be a chayav misa anyway. The whole time that they were discussing searching out the edim, I don't know some bikini way. They judge those edim with a nickname. Anybody who turns something around and he speaks as if he's cursing and making something dependent on another. So meaning if speaking in a way that sounds negative about another, you really are referring to yourself. And Kari Kunui, that's called a kinui, a nickname, Loshen Chacham, meaning not just a nickname, and it means speaking in like a parable about someone else that's not really the topic of your speech. V'loshen Mikra, this appears in Psukim, Kilo Yadati Akanet. The one I did not know, I will curse, right? It also means that. So they say, Yake Yosi Es Yosi. Nishamatim Neshu Ben Arbe Osis. The Rav explains why they would say this. He says, I heard that the reason they use these names, the name Yosi, right, that because it is four letters, right, the Ola B'Gamachi Elokim. It actually has the same Gamachi as Elokim. That's why if we're substituting what they really said, it was the name of Hashem that has four letters, we use this one. Nigmar Din, Ubayim Basin Lomar Chayev Hu. Right? Let's say they figured out the din, they decided for sure the defendant is Chayev. They couldn't kill him based on this testimony that they heard. All they ever heard was the Edim say that this guy cursed in a way of the cursed God in the way of a nickname. Ella Motzim is called the chutz. They remove everyone to the outside. The genai hu liyishama birkas Hashem l'rabim. It's a genai that everybody should hear Hashem being cursed in the public. The karv lo ma'achim. They rip their clothing and they never sew it olamis. Rav says ever. But davka tfira alexander. Specifically, the type of seam that's called an Alexandrian seam. Shena kriya nikaris. It's a way of sewing up a baggage that the rip isn't even recognized anymore. Avashai tefir is mutter. Any other regular tefir where it's still apparent that it was ripped is mutter. Afani shemati kamo. The second aid says I heard like him. Also, ve'enu tzarech la'azkir birkas Hashem, birkas Hashem b'shem. He doesn't have to mention the name of God in the curse. Shlishi Omer. Shlishi also says that. Asiya command the this mission therefore is going like the one who holds Mashnaim Edusachas Abstosha Edusachas, that two people are a group and three people are also a group. There's a machogis about that. Another sheet that would hold that every two Edim is a separate group, in which case you wouldn't be able to have the third guy just saying, I heard like that, like this guy, he would have to start anew. You'd have to actually say what it was. Says Mishnah, Ovid of Odozar. Now, it's describing the aveir of one of Ovid of Odozar, they can steal him. Echad Ovid, either he's serving him with whatever the particular services of that of Odozar. Echad Zaveach, or slaughtering an animal to him. Echad Mekate, or doing incense to him. Echad Manasseh, pouring out wine. Echad Mishtachver, bowing. Echad Mekablo, love, lelua. Or accepting this idol as a god. So Amarlo Eliato, or saying to the idol, you are my god. Avol Megapef, but hugging the idol, a Manashek, or kissing it, Vamechabed, sweeping in front of it. Vamerabed usually means putting some water on the floor to get the dust to settle in front of it. Vamarchit, the Hamarchit means washing the floor. Sach, or anointing oneself, or anointing it, the idol. A malbish, dressing the idol, a manil, putting shoes on the idol, all very weird, you know, kind of loving sort of behaviors. Over lo sasa, it is an aveira, but it's not the one that we give him so many chiv misa. I know there bishmo and mekayim bishmo, one who takes a nether in the name of the idol, or one who takes a shua, that's mekayim, he takes a shua in the name of the idol, over lo sasa. He's also over on a lot. Hapar atzim lebal po'or, one who would defecate in front of Baal po'or, izui avodosa, that is the avoda of Baal po'or, and therefore even though he's trying to do something disgraceful, he's doing it a very. Hazorik Evan Lamarculus. One who throws a stone to the idol of his card Marculus. Clearly it's not the name of the idol, but the name we're giving the idol. We'll see the Rav here. Zui Avodos, that's also it's a vote. Even though you would think that would be a Genai, throw stones at the idol, it's actually the way it is worshipped. So those are gonna be a problem. The second here the Rav, Echola Oved. If you serve it, avodah zarah b'davar shederech avodah sabakach, serve the avodah zarah in something that is the way its avodah is. Ve'echad zaveach v'choliv alfa pisha ein derech avodah so b'achas me'arba avodah so l'aluchayv. The special thing about these actions, zaveach, mekater, menaseich, mishtachaveh, is that even if that's not particular to this avodah zarah, any of those makes one chayv. Kol shara avodah z'chutz me'ilu, any other services that are not these four actions, you're only chayiv if you do it the way it's served, only if it is, you know, that idol has a certain way of serving. Even one just says that I accept that idol as my God. There's a hekesh from that to shechting to it, to bringing a korban. They shechted to it and they said, these are your gods. That's by the episode of Egel Azal. So the pasuk relates to two actions. And to show you at accepting the idol as a god, as a deity, is also going to get a chiyuv. But Amelo Eliata, the fun of. Oh, he says to the idol in front of it, you are my god. They also say for the creation. This Mishnah is set up that the Seifa, the second case here, reveals something about the Resha. Itana Resha. If it only taught the Resha, it only taught accepting it as a deity. Havamina Hanimila Befanov. I would thought that is referring to when he is in front of the idol. Havashalo Befanov Lo, but if not, now there'd be no chiyuv. And the Seifa b'fanav, so the Seifa says that's the case of b'fanav. We call the Reisha shalom b'fanav gafila achicha. That implies that the Reisha is not in front of the idol. He's accepting it as a mirror about the idol. The idol's not there, and even so, he's chayv. Hamigapev is mechabig, it's hugging. Over lo sasa, lo sa of dame yisayir ksiv. There's an extra verse, lo sa of dame, that is not needed. It's extra to include all these behaviors just for a lot, but not a chiyuv misa. I know there, Bishmo. Konam alai kol perish ba'olam b'shem of avodazara plon. The prison says, I swear off all fruits in the world in the name of this deity. Hamikayim is nishba, is taking shua to that extent. Over below sase. B'shem elohim achim lo sase kiro. Different lo sase, that you cannot have the name of other gods mentioned based on you. Hapor atzo matzi zrei lefonov, versus defecating in front of me. V'zui avodoso, a feeling skyvim avodoso, even if he's trying to disgrace that idol, ho v'zui avodoso, being that is that the avoda of the idol, chayiv chatos. He's chayiv chatos, kli yizdei b'shogeg. It's not, in theory, if he did that, maybe the chayv skill also, but Kor referring that he doesn't realize that's the way to serve it, so he's doing it b'shogeg. Vazorikol Evan Lamarkulis. She'ov nemoso b'zrikas avonim. That's how it's served, by throwing stones. Damasalik Evan l'fanav namichayv. Not just throwing, if you remove a stone, also. She'ov nemoso nam b'silikom. That's another way they do the service to this weird idol, the removing stone. Markulis says, the Rav, chiluf hashevach. That means the opposite of praise. Mar lashon chilufu. Mar is a lashon of switching. Kamo b'mar dekanta, b'mar deshchuta. Kilus, and Kilus is Sheva. Kilus means praise. So it wasn't named Markos, according to this Rav, very clearly, which would make sense because we don't generally use the names. It could be a big avera to say the name of Lazar. So we're calling it Markos. It means the opposite of praise. Throwing the stones is the avodah. Even if one is just having a mind and wants to stone that avodah zara, it's chayav chatos. Hey, we're listening. We'll continue more next.